I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
When you haven't found love, it can feel like everyone else has. It's in every movie, every song, and all the PDA. Looking for love sucks. Thankfully, California Psychics can give you the guidance you need to find the one. We guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com and experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
I wanted to play something for you guys that I saw yesterday as I was doom scrolling. This is out of Albany, New York. We love our local news people here.
Absolutely.
We love them. Sometimes it seems like maybe they don't love us. I don't know why.
That's true.
I think they love us.
Every once in a while, you run into one where we seem to have a problem with them.
You know what? That sounds like a very Gavin problem.
Yeah. No, it was definitely a problem that this person had with all of us. But
mouth who you're talking about. Oh!
Yeah, all right. So anyway.
I wish we could tell that story.
We love our local news people. And one thing that we have to give them credit for, at least as far as we know, is that they've done something that we can't say that we haven't done, which is do our jobs a little inebriated.
Right.
As far as I know, they've never done that.
No, they all seem stone sober.
A reporter in Albany can't say that, and she has been suspended for this.
Oh no!
But she did the 5 o'clock news drunk.
Oh my God.
Drunk. Ugh. Here are just some of the clips.
All right. Thank you so much, Emma, for that report. You know, the exhibit is open until August, so you can still check that out. Discover Schenectady. You should really check that out. They do so many good things in Schenectady. The leaders there, they are hopeful that exhibit's going to bring even more events and exhibits to the area in the future. And so moving on tonight is we have to tell you also, you know, like other news that's happening in the area and across the, you know, the area.
No.
Get out of the area.
You want to look away, and you can't look away from this clip.
Oh.
It's so bad. It's so bad, Katie. Kevin, it's so bad.
Okay.
I had tears in my eyes watching this.
Okay, play more.
Okay.
Let me tell you about this. A four-year-old girl is actually dead. Another man is clinging to life after shooting in Ohio. More than 50 million people across the country.
So she was like still reporting like hard news and stuff like that.
More than 50 million people across the country southeast are under warnings for excessive heat. And boy, don't you know that? 105 degrees in Texas today. I just spoke with my mother. That's what she's dealing with. We're so lucky. It's only 80 degrees here. We are really lucky here in the capital region.
Let me tell you about that.
Oh my.
There's still so much left. There's not enough time to play.
How did they not take off the air?
That's what I want to say. Come on. If I was making that much of a horse's ass out of myself.
We would get you out of here.
Yeah. You would.
Without question.
The conversation would be like, and I've got to say, I've got some thoughts about the Sacramento area and about the Oakland A's coming here. You're not very grateful. And then at one point, you two would be like, okay.
I would tell Kevin to run over there and push the button.
Right. And I'd be like, hey, get off of me. Get off of me. So, like, at what point do we say, come on, the people who were there, they bear some of the burden of this.
Is there a chance that she was medicated and not drunk?
Oh, I'm sure.
Because here's the thing. First of all, it was 5 o'clock.
5 p.m.,
so,
yeah.
So, like, what were you doing up until 5? Like, to be that drunk, you'd have to start at 11 a.m., right?
Right.
And then
unless she was on medication and just had like a shot or maybe a shot or two.
Well, I don't know if that's enough. She's that drunk that early and also thought she could get away with it.
Her name is Heather Kovar, and she has been suspended. So if this was just medication having an effect on her, that probably would have come out. And I would imagine her bosses would have been like, oh, okay.
They probably would have. Well, okay, granted, it's not California. I was going to say they would have to, like, give her some sort of grace. But
yeah, I'm just looking over the article that I have about it here. They're not actually saying she was drunk. So maybe it was something, but she was suspended.
Okay.
So, okay, so there you go. Do you want to hear a little bit more?
Kinda.
Yeah. Are reaching such areas. I mean, it's Houston, Austin, San Antonio. I mean, they're not expected. It has happened. Like,
that was her hitting her own microphone, too, by the way.
You don't need us telling you that it's bad. It's like, people are being told to, like, stay inside, drink a lot of water. And we are just lucky. This weekend right here is so amazing. Meteorologist Craig Adams is right here.
And then the fact that she's so, like, bubbly, though, does lend itself to being drunk.
And news anchor, too. It's a combination of both, I think. But it is funny to hear a news anchor who's possibly drunk on the air just flapping her gums just like a drunk girl at a bar does.
Yeah.
We're so lucky.
Oh, my God. Did you ever think about that?
We're so...
Like, hold on. Just shut up. Just think about it. Because, like, it could be... Do you ever think, like, it could be hotter?
I want to feel your hair.
Hey, give me a kiss.
Breaking news. You're pretty.